Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's October 14, 2014, and this is episode 442. From this week, for a few weeks, maybe 4 weeks or so, we start to retrace my steps from this year's Iceland tour and workshop as I travelled that beautiful country for 12 days with an amazing group of photographers and my partner for this tour, Tim Folmer. This year's tour ran from September 22 to October 3, with the first and last days being all about getting people into and out of Reykjavik. So it's a full 10 days tour of photography. Actually, for those that are already in town early enough on the 22nd, we head into town for some shooting anyway, as kind of a bonus day. The main attractions for me in Reykjavik are the beautiful Hallgrímskirkja Church and the Harper Centre, although just walking through the town is really nice too. The population of the entire country is only 323,000 according to Wikipedia, and 118,000 of them live in Reykjavik. It's probably the smallest capital city that I've visited though, which is part of its charm. It doesn't feel much different though to the Argentinian city of Ushuaia, where many of the Antarctica expeditions kick off from. Iceland is actually attributed as the northernmost capital of the world, and Ushuaia is the southernmost city, which I thought was a fun fact. So as I try to trim down the number of photos that I show you, we won't look at any photos from the Harper Centre, although it's a beautiful building. But let's start with a few photos from the Hallgrímskirkja Church, which is a Lutheran or Church of Iceland church, and at 73 metres is the largest church in Iceland and the sixth tallest structure after a bunch of radio towers. As we approach the church from the back, just a 10-minute walk from our hotel, we started to explore some various angles. It was great seeing the group getting started, you know, getting into their photography after their trips over to Iceland. There was plenty of excitement and a bit of fumbling with newly packed camera bags, etc. I really liked my long exposure from directly in front of the church at the start of last year's trip, but I wanted something a little bit different, a different angle. So this first shot that we're looking at is one that I shot from the side as we rounded the side of the church. As it's a beautiful yet grey building, and there was lots of beautiful texture in that wonderful Icelandic sky, I couldn't resist taking this into Silver FX Pro for a black and white. And talking about Icelandic skies, although I did some long exposures again, I really couldn't resist leaving this normal exposure in too, in this next photo, as the sun poked around the edge of the church, causing a lovely starburst and that incredibly dramatic sky. One thing that I've noticed when people talk about sunbursts or starburst shots is that everyone seems to think that you need a very small aperture to make this happen, but that really isn't the case. This was shot at f11, but I've had starbursts at f8 and I think even f5.6, if I recall. It's really just about putting the sun in the right place to cut it off a little bit, causing the light to spread into a dark area like this. The number of spikes is affected by the number of leaves that make up the aperture ring though, I believe. On the morning of September 23, we headed out of Reykjavik towards the Reykjanes Peninsula. On the way, we did the same as we did last year and stopped at a location where they dry fish, as we can see in this shot. I didn't share any shots from this location last year, but I figured I'd show you this today. As you might imagine, with frame after frame of these fish just hanging there and the floor covered in bits that have dropped off, it's not one of the most aromatically pleasing locations that we visit, but it's a lot of fun and can be a source of some pretty neat photos that help to tell the story of Iceland. For this shot, I've bumped up the clarity in Lightroom quite a way for a slightly rugged, gritty look, and I've desaturated the blues because although there's a tiny bit of colour in the sky, I wanted to remove attention from the blue strings which are used to hang the fish. If I recall, this is the main thing that put me off my photos from last year. It just doesn't look great in my opinion, so I got rid of that colour this time around. As we get over to the southwestern tip of the Reykjanes Peninsula, we visit a couple of places that I was looking forward to getting back to. Actually, that's kind of a redundant statement, as I was looking forward to visiting all of the locations again with this year's group. The first that we'll look at from this area, though, is a shot of the geothermal power plant and an abandoned vent steaming away in the foreground, as we see here. I enjoyed the play of the lighter foreground steam and the bright steam from the power plant, contrasted with the darker clouds in the heavy sky. I really do love these Icelandic skies, and although it rains a lot, it's almost worth it for the skies. I also included a large patch of the rugged ground to the right in this shot as well, to give us a sense of the location. Just a little bit further along, there is an area full of boiling mud pools and a geyser that was shooting up water every 5 minutes or so. Tim was adamant that it's a hot spring, not a geyser, and I can't say I'm armed with enough information to argue with him, but if we waited, we were treated with this shoot of black muddy water spraying up into the air, as in this shot, with the somewhat rare feature of some blue sky behind it. I'm not really a fan of blue skies, but I like the colour contrast that it lends to this image. Also, just across from this very geothermal area are the sea stacks that I also shared with you last year, shot in almost exactly the same way as we see here. I seem to have been at a slightly different angle, but my tastes almost forced me to frame this in much the same way as last year, although I feel it's just a tad better composition and I like the movement of the water that I captured here a little bit better. I find that the best shutter speed to capture breaking waves like this is 0.8 seconds. Really long exposures work great too, but to capture a little bit of movement in the sea and the dynamic force of the waves as they crash over rocks but don't go too far, the 0.8 or up to 1 second or so seemed to work very well for me. Unfortunately, when we got over to the other tip of the peninsula later in the day where we'd photographed that old boat on the back of a farmer's field, although the boat was still there, the farmer has now fenced off the field and is not letting photographers in anymore. One member of the group got a great shot with a long lens, but we couldn't get in for the similar shots that I made last year, which was a shame. Just across from that location, though, is a lovely old church, which I shot, as we see here, through the gates to the church from the adjacent cemetery. I opened the gates so that they would not obscure the church and did a 60-second exposure here so that the clouds would move across the sky for this slightly surreal look. And that brought us to the end of our first day in the field. The following day, September 24, we headed out to the beautiful Uxarárfoss waterfall. Although I also shot the falls from a few more different vantage points this year, I think that this classic composition is still one of my favourites. There's just something pleasing to me how the water falls down along the left third, sweeps out over to the right of the frame, and then runs along the bottom of the frame to the left corner. I also really like processing these Icelandic falls very darkly like this. The dark rock makes a wonderful contrast for the white water, especially with a long exposure. This was a 1.3 seconds exposure, which is long enough to make the water go really silky. You only really need about a 25th of a second or so to capture the movement in water, but I like it to be really smooth and sometimes go even longer, as I did with this next shot, which was 3.2 seconds. Waterfalls are always best shot when it's cloudy. In full sun, they're very contrasty and rarely pleasing to look at. We had a quick burst of brighter light for this shot, causing a bit of a rainbow above the falls as well, which I included, but I'm finding that I'm really not a rainbow person. They are great to look at, but I rarely like them in the photos. I ran this through Color Effects Pro to bring out a bit more detail and to show those greens how they really are. With all the rain, the greens are always so spectacular in Iceland, so I like to give them a little bit of help to really relay that to the viewers of my images. These falls are at a place called Þingvellir, which falls on the rift between the North American and the Eurasian tectonic plates. The top of the falls is essentially in the North American plate, and the bottom of the falls is the Eurasian plate. In this next photo from just down the road, we again see the rift with beautiful clear water running through it. This is another long exposure at 30 seconds to totally smooth over the water, and this also gives us nice shadows from the rocks in the water. It was raining when I shot this, so the long exposure also allows the raindrops to smooth over, which is another reason I chose to go long for this one. And that takes us to the end of the first 3 days for this travelogue series. We headed back to Reykjavik for another incredible meal in one of Reykjavik's top restaurants before moving on to the highlands the next day. I like to keep these podcasts to a minimum of 10 images, so we'll finish here for this week and pick up the trail on September 25 when we're headed into the highlands and started day 4 with a trip to Geysir, where, and you've guessed it, there's a beautiful geyser. That's actually the place where the English word geyser came from. Before we finish today, I wanted to let you know that something big is coming on October 15. I can't share any details yet, as it's a day early at the time of the release of this podcast episode, but by the time many of you listen to this, it will be happening. Unfortunately, it's very time critical and may even be over by the time many of you listen to this, but if you're an early bird, visit the link mbp.ac/5dd and see what this is all about. If you love photography, you'll love what you find, I assure you. Also note before we finish that we have now set the dates for the 2015 Iceland Tour and Workshop, so do check that out too if you're interested. And details of that are at mbp.ac/Iceland2015. It really is an amazing tour, as you'll see over this next few weeks as well, so I hope to see you there. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share the link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.